if you have someone with a dream, Mike, if you have a motivated person with a goal and a vision, Mike, if you have someone who, that never gives up, Mike, who has great hope, anything can happen. Never give up. Never, ever give up. Jim Valvano said that. And whereas now, in only year two of its existence, the Milwaukee Milkmen are the champions. I got to do this right. Now, therefore, I, Stephen R. Olson, mayor of the city of Franklin, Wisconsin, do hereby declare that we all marvel upon the, as a team, Milwaukee Milkmen, miraculous mountaintop milestone, monumental maximum magnitude motivation, merit magnificent memorial championship. You are the champions. Presented the 6th day of October, 2020. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
Just quickly, I want to thank the Common Council. I know this is, it's obviously controversial, but we were six stadiums that had fans this year. So kudos to you guys. I know this wasn't an easy decision. I know it came with controversy, but kudos to you guys. I know, you know, hopefully one day you guys don't get a proclamation. That was awkward. But, you know, I think we did a good job. Zero incidents with the health department, so I appreciate everybody's support. Thank you.
I did mention they are now affiliated with the national now associated with Major League Baseball, so they are a feeder organization for Major League Baseball, so we are a Major League Baseball team, which is tremendous. Congratulations, Mike. Item C, approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of September 15th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, organizational business. Any requests for separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes. No noes, no absence, no abstentions. G1 is a resolution providing for the sale of 9,770,000 of taxable general obligation bonds. Mr. Finance Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The city signed a developer's agreement for Ballpark Commons some time ago. Shortly after that, the city borrowed $22.5 million to fund infrastructure costs on a five-year note to give the city flexibility relative to the payment of those items or respond to changes in activity as that infrastructure was installed. We now find ourselves 2.5 years later with very favorable market rates relative to interest expense and about $9.8 million to refund or refinance out of that original $22.5 million. John Cameron is here with us this evening from Ehlers and Associates, the city's financial advisor, to discuss a potential refinance of the final $9.8 million of that $22.5 million temporary borrowing. John.
Thank you very much, Paul. Good evening, everybody. What I'm going to walk through tonight is the pre-sale report that you have in your packet. So this would be for the issuance of 9,770,000 taxable general obligation refunding bonds 2020A. As Paul had indicated, this is to take out the remaining portion of the 2018 taxable note anticipation notes, which can be prepayable at any time. This would be issued for a term of 17 years, which would coincide with the remaining life of Tax Incremental Finance District Number 5. Principal on the bonds would be due on March 1st, starting in the year 2024, out through 2037, and interest would be payable every 6 months, beginning March 1st, 2021. We would be asking for a call feature on this, which would allow prepayment of the bonds on March 1st, 2030, or any date thereafter. In terms of rating, we would be, as part of this debt issuance, looking to seek a rating with Moody's. The city's current rating is AA2, which is very, very strong. We would go through the rating process in conjunction with the issuance. In terms of method of sale, what we're proposing here is to issue this debt on a competitive sale basis, where we would look to take bids, hopefully many, many bids, from different underwriters and banks. We would take those bids on the morning of the Common Council meeting in November, late November, and be present that evening with the results of the sale. In terms of the timeline, which is on page 5 of the report, the schedule that we're looking at as of right now would have us selling on November 17th and being present at Common Council meeting that evening with the sale results. We'd be looking to distribute the official statement the week of November 9th approximately, and holding the rating call pretty much about the same time. The estimated closing date would be December 10th, and the redemption of the remaining portion of the note anticipation note would be December 30th. In terms of the schedules, the sizing, estimated sizing of the bonds are shown on page 6 of the pre-sale report, highlighted in green. And the cash flow for the debt is on the following page, page 7 and page 8 of the pre-sale report. Just to kind of walk through the cash flow from left to right, we have total revenues coming in, projected revenues for tax increment revenue, as well as interest earnings, and then the pilot payment on the stadium. So total revenues coming in the last column in green. You have your existing debt highlighted in the first couple of columns in blue, and then what we're estimating in terms of total principal and interest on the debt that we're talking about this evening highlighted in green. A couple important points, I think, on this spreadsheet just to highlight in terms of where interest rates are. As Paul had said, interest rates are extremely favorable right now. When the note anticipation note was originally issued in 2018, at that time, what we were estimating based on where interest rates were was a total interest cost on the debt once it was taken out of about $9.7 million. In 2019, when the first portion of debt was taken out and refinanced, at that time, we were forecasting the existing debt that was taken out plus the new debt yet to be taken out at $8.86 million in interest, so about $856,000 better than what we showed back in 2018. And right now, with the current interest rate climate, the debt that's already been, you know, taken out and refinanced, plus what we're talking about this evening, we're now down to total projected and actual interest cost of about $6.6 million, so about $3 million, a little over $3 million better than what we originally anticipated back in 2018 in terms of total interest cost on this debt, and about $2.2 million better than what we were forecasting in 2019. So that just gives you kind of a range of magnitude of really how much interest rates have come down in recent years. So certainly very good news for the city.
John, what you're saying is that our financial planning and the interest rates are going to save the city and the taxpayers almost more than $3 million.
Compared to what we were originally projecting, yes.
So we're going to save $3 million.
$3 million. Yep. $3 million. The last page, or last item that I'll just highlight here on page 9 just kind of, again, shows that trend in interest rates over the last year. And you can really see that, you know, rates have fallen. There's really not much more room to go in terms of downward trajectory. But kind of the low water mark over the last 12 months was late August. Rates have crept up a little bit, but have kind of settled and come back down a little bit since then. So,
Mr. Mayor, given that report from Ellers and John, staff is asking the Common Council to adopt a resolution which would provide for the sale of these notes not to exceed $9,770,000.
Is there such a motion?
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Discussion.
Oh, wait.
Right.
I saw Alderman Dandria. Well, we'll just go in order. Alderman Dandria, then Alderman Mayor, then Alderman Wall.
Paul, on page 6 of the long sheets, the date in their taxable NAND 7/10/1905, and then in the green section,
oh,
you also got that. Could you make it with corrections?
The original, we can make those corrections, but the original NAND was taken out in early 2018.
Okay.
Thank Not 1905.
It was a very good year.
That's right,
Alderman Mayor.
I was going to point that out too. You guys are.
I think your mic is it on? Your mic on?
I'll go to Kristen and I'll grab one.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to point the dates out too. You know, a lot of these numbers in here, you guys are the numbers guys. To a certain extent, we have to trust you guys that the numbers are accurate. So when we see numbers that are not accurate, that we can identify, kind of. Just makes us wonder a little bit. Anyway, point of my question. This is basically just a refinancing of money that was already in the plan when we looked at all the TIF district plans that laid out the financing from day one to the end. This was in, this money is already in there. It's already planned. This is not new money. Is that correct?
That's correct, Alderman. We borrowed the $22.5 million in early 2018 on a construction loan, which had an ultimate due date 5 years later. But we had an opportunity any time prior to that to refinance that money. This is the final refinance of a portion of that original 2018 money.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mayor, I was happy to hear you say this is going to save taxpayers money because the entire TIF district was sold to the taxpayers saying it wasn't going to cost them anything to begin with. That's it. Thanks.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Obviously, same catch on the numbers, so thanks for bringing that up. What is the payoff time frame difference in years compared to what we have now to when we do this?
Are you talking about this note in particular,
yes,
or the TID,
yes,
in general?
No, this note in particular.
That's presented to in the pre-sale report on page 7 in the column that's colored in green. It's the rightmost column, and it would indicate this note would be paid off in 2037.
Yes, that's what I have. It's also listed on page 33. It says 2024 to 2037, but what is the current, or the question is, what's the difference between going from what we have now and payoff time to this one? As it's, this one goes out to 2037. What's the current one go out to?
The original financing plan also had us paying off this TID in 2037.
Okay, so there's no difference.
There's no real difference in what's going on.
Okay, and then the other thing, would you please put on the record for the ones that don't have this, what risk factors you see for us? Great savings on money, but let's also know what the risk factors are. And that's all I have after that.
Are you looking for us to enumerate those this evening, Alderman?
Well, I'm looking for you to probably state what's on page 35 where it says risk factors. They're here. I just want them. So, because before it was the question, who's on the hook if it doesn't happen? And so it says here, maybe I'll just do it. In the event this revenue is not available, the city is obligated to levy property taxes in the amount of sufficient to make up all debt payments. That's the risk factor, right?
That's certainly a major risk factor, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Okay, we move on to G2, which is an initial resolution authorizing GO bonds in the amount not to exceed $3,175,000 for community development projects in various TIF districts, and a resolution approving sale of not to exceed $3,175,000 in GO community development bonds, series 2020B, and a resolution directing publication of the notice to electors.
Mr. Mayor.
These are separate motions.
There are 3 separate motions before you related to this item, but in general, what is before you this evening is the completion of the city raising the financing to satisfy the city's obligation under a development agreement with Bear Development related to TIF District 6, which is in the southwest corner of the city. So the original development agreement that the city signed with the developer was to pay up to $9 million associated with the installation of certain infrastructure to create the business park in the southwest corner of the city. Early on after the signing of that developer's agreement, the city borrowed $6 million to help finance the initial portion of those infrastructure costs. The developer has nearly exhausted that original $6 million of infrastructure requirement and has indicated that they are continuing on their progress. And so the city will need to raise an additional $3 million in order to meet its commitment. John Cameron, again, is here from Ehlers and Associates to describe this particular offering, which will allow the city to raise the financing to satisfy its obligation. John?
Thank you, Paul. So this would be $3,175,000 of general obligation community development bond series 2020B. The purpose would be for financing TID 6 projects. The debt service would be paid from TID 6 tax increment revenues. Given that this is a general obligation pledge and new money, following the issuance of this debt, the total principal outstanding in terms of general obligation debt would be approximately $67.9 million, which is 30% of the city's general obligation borrowing limit. The remaining GO borrowing limit would be or capacity would be $161.47 million. The term of the bonds would be 14 years in length. Principal would be due March 1st, starting in 2023 through the year 2034, and interest would be payable every 6 months beginning March 1st, 2021. As with the Series A issue, we would be looking for a prepayment or a call feature on this debt, which would allow prepayment anytime starting March 1st, 2029 or any date thereafter. Because this is tax exempt debt compared to taxable debt with the Series A issue, and the city is issuing less than $10 million in tax exempt debt during any one calendar year, this debt would be considered to be bank qualified, which would broaden the market for the bonds and potentially result in a lower interest rate for the city. As with the Series A issue, we would be seeking a rating through Moody's. We would be doing that concurrently with the 2020A issue. In terms of method of sale and the basis of the recommendation, we would be looking to sell this competitively, just as we would be doing with the 2020A issue. With risk factors, as it was pointed out with the 2020A issue, this would be payable with TID 6 increment revenue. In the event that that increment is not available, the debt would have to be paid from another source. From a timing standpoint, the timing is shown on page 5 of the pre-sale. Same timing that was walked through with the 2020A issue, where we would be looking to do the sale November 17th, with an estimated closing date on December 10th. The sizing of the debt is on page 6 of the pre-sale report, highlighted in green, in terms of the project and estimated issuance expenses. We are proposing to capitalize interest on this debt for the first 2 years' worth of interest payments, and that is built into the sizing that is shown on that page. In terms of the cash flow projection for the Tax Incremental Finance District and the proposed principal and interest schedule for this debt, that is shown on the fold-out page on page 7. The principal and interest payments are highlighted in the column in green towards the left-hand side. Again, walking from left to right, we have total projected revenues coming in from tax increment finance revenue on the far column in the left. We have estimated interest earnings within the TIF district in the next column, capitalized interest on debt that's been issued to date, and the proposed debt shown thereafter. The existing general obligation bonds shown in the first column of expenses, and then this proposed debt shown thereafter, with the municipal revenue obligation or PAYGO obligation shown in the next column thereafter. In terms of total interest cost, another item to point out here is in the original project plan, the estimated interest expense with this debt issuance was approximately $947,000. Given where interest rates are currently, we're projecting the total interest expense for this debt to be $497,500 approximately, which would be $450,000 to the better from a planning estimate in terms of what we showed from the original project plan. With that, I'm happy to turn it back over.
I voiced this concern at our finance committee meeting, so I'm going to share that with the rest. Is we've got a developer that's behind, and I understand the timing, and I understand some of the savings here. I just would like perhaps a little more of an explanation why we should move forward with this now, even though they're behind considerably in time. And I that's my big concern, is putting more money out when we're not really seeing much development at all going on there right now.
Thank you, Alderman, for the question. The initial motion before you merely authorizes the debt, so it doesn't require the sale of debt, but it gives us the opportunity to sell debt anytime within a several year time frame when it seems right. The second resolution provides for the sale to occur in the relative immediate future. There are issuance costs that occur with all debt sales, and by combining several debt sales together, you can get some efficiencies. And with the previous resolution before you that adopted the refinancing of some funds, we felt it was a good opportunity to sell this debt at this point in time. The developer hasn't provided specific draw requests, but conversations with the developer indicate that they will be looking for additional funds before the end of the calendar year. And these funds, as the schedule indicates earlier, would provide the funds about the same time that the developer would be asking for them. If market conditions are such that at November 17th, the anticipated sale date, or other information comes before us that suggests the city does not want to provide the funding at this point in time, even though it's required under the developer's agreement, we can certainly pull the sale and not offer this particular item for sale on November 17th.
Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm.